Federal legislation signed by President Trump is expected to reduce funding for the country's top nutrition assistance program by 20% over the next decade. And some of the biggest changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, will begin to take effect this week. So what does that mean for the 65,000 Vermonters who rely on SNAP benefits? Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld put that question to state officials and food security advocates, and he joins me now to talk about what he learned. Hi there, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
First question, actually two questions rolled into one. First, what's happening this week? And then what are the implications for the low-income Vermonters that currently receive these benefits?
You mentioned this new federal law that the Congressional Budget Office says will reduce SNAP funding by 20% over the next 10 years. Well, one of the primary ways it achieves those spending cuts is by instituting new work requirements on a wide range of SNAP beneficiaries. And those work requirements take effect on Wednesday. The requirements apply to veterans, to unhoused people, to parents with children that are older than 14 years old, and also to older Vermonters. And there are thousands of residents who are currently receiving federal nutrition assistance benefits who will no longer be eligible for SNAP if they can't demonstrate that they're in compliance with these work requirements.
Do we know yet how many Vermonters are going to lose benefits as a result of these changes?
We do not, and it's going to be months before we do. The reason for that is that the state has a plan that will provide a temporary reprieve to any SNAP beneficiary who would otherwise be tossed from the rolls as a result of not being able to meet the work requirements, and that reprieve lasts until February. The hope, Mary, is that this will either give people time to find a work arrangement that will allow them to fulfill the requirement, or give some time to folks who can't meet that requirement to see if there are other exemptions they might qualify for that would keep them eligible for SNAP benefits. Keep in mind, we're talking about thousands of people here, many of whom aren't even aware that these changes are taking effect. And food security experts and state officials say it's going to require a pretty massive outreach campaign to make sure that these folks know what's coming and then to help them plan accordingly.
Yeah, well, what is that outreach campaign going to look like, and who's spearheading that effort?
The Department for Children and Families is going to be playing a big role, obviously. They've been sending out notices to affected households and encouraging them to contact the state so that DCF can do some one-on-one case management. And nonprofits are also gearing up to make sure that this transition period results in as few people as possible losing SNAP benefits. Nor Horton, who is the executive director at Hunger Free Vermont, told me that for people who can't meet these work requirements, there are likely other exemption criteria they could apply for. And she says if Vermont does this right, then the state could drastically minimize the number of people who will end up losing their food benefits.
For those Vermonters who aren't able to stay on the SNAP rolls, what's the plan there?
And that is an inevitability, Mary. We know, for instance, that refugees and asylees and other non-citizens who are in the country legally will no longer qualify for SNAP no matter what they do as a result of this federal law. And those people who lose benefits are in most cases going to have to rely on the network of charitable food distribution systems that exist at the local level. Advocates are worried about the strain that this new demand is going to put on those systems, and they are going to be asking the legislature and the governor to increase state funding for nutrition assistance to make sure the system can handle these new pressures.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Find and read his full story at vermontpublic.org. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Mary.